earthly illustrations of the mediator? There are many examples given in the scriptures of mediators. We shall consider some of them, who by different prayers, by different relationships to God and their fellow men, cumulatively point to Jesus Christ as the great mediator. Jesus is the judge. He is the advocate. He became identified with sinners. He was tempted in all points. He is the faithful witness. He is the sustainer, the forgiver. These qualities are exhibited in different biblical examples of mediators. First one, the arbitrator between God and man. God looks for an arbitrator. I looked for a man. Where did I find one? He had to make one. A man that was the common denominator. God looked for an advocate and found one in Christ. Job, as the representative of man, looked for an arbitrator. Oh, that I could find a human being who understood both God and man, who could touch both, who could take both by the hand. And in Jesus Christ, God's desire for an arbitrator was satisfied, and the sinner's desire for an arbitrator was also satisfied. Part number two. Abraham, as the mediator, is the pleader. The mediator, as we saw in part one, must be acceptable by both parties. Jesus Christ was acceptable by both. The mediator means need to plead. And pleading is an emotional appeal based both on reason and also on feeling. The illustration that we have chosen for our lesson has to deal with the justice that should be meted out to the sinners in Sodom and Gomorrah. Patiently, lovingly, Abraham pled. 40, 30, 20, 10, spare the city. He was also importunate. He kept on. He didn't give up. The value of intercessory prayer is exhibited in this instance of Abraham as the pleading mediator. Part number three, Moses, the atoning mediator. Well, we know that he wasn't allowed to give his life, but at least he offered it. He said, Lord, blot out my name. He had been up with God for 40 days, and he had seen that Jesus Christ was coming. He had had the plan of salvation explained to him. And so he thought, maybe I could die the second death and have my name blotted out of the book. But he was a man. He did not have life in himself. He could die. Any man could lay down his life for his friend. But the mediator not only needed to atone, he needed to come back to life and give a second chance. And the Lord showed him that this was not possible. The human being, the soul that sinned, only it could die. And so his mind and the mind of Israel, through the loving, sacrificial, atoning request that Moses made, was to look to Jesus, who not only laid down his life, not only became sin for sinners, but came to newness of life, that they too might live forever, given a second chance. Part number four. Samuel the sacrificer. He prayed for them, And you remember on one occasion he took a lamb and offered it up. And the Lord thundered. The thunderings of God are often his voice that sound like thunder. And the Lord accepted. Here we've got another mediator who is ready to offer a sacrifice, which is a dim finger pointed to the great mediator, who also sacrificed, but made himself the offerer as well as the sacrificer. We can think of the go-betweens, Noah, Daniel, Job, Moses, and Samuel. Ezekiel and Jeremiah call attention to these five men, Noah, Daniel, Job, Moses, Samuel. And the Lord says, though these men be there, they could only deliver themselves. They couldn't deliver their sons and daughters. They could deliver themselves by accepting the Lord, indicating that man cannot give himself for man. Only the man Christ Jesus can do it. But these five men are used in Scripture as examples of earthly mediators. And I've thought for many years that it's intriguing that there are just five men mentioned by Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Noah, Daniel, Job, Moses, Samuel. Five wise virgins. But when the final showdown comes, their oil can't be shared by anyone else. They must look to Jesus, who is, as part 5 says, a priest, prophet, and a king. Human beings have represented Christ, but only Christ can bring about the final results of victory and triumph. The prophets search diligently concerning predictions of salvation and the coming of Christ, which they themselves had made. They didn't understand what they had written. Daniel was told, wait patiently. You have done your work, your message is recorded, it will speak in the last days. These men did the best they could. The priests offered as best they could, but every offering was just a finger pointing to Jesus Christ. The kings legislated, but by and large, what sort of an example did they give of the King of Kings? Dim, unsteady, shadowy illustrations of him who was coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The priests were approachers. That's what the word priest meant. Kohen, the one who approached God. The prophets were communicators, the one who spoke for God. The kings were the disciplinarians, the ones who legislated for God. But the prophets and priests and kings were only shadows of the real prophet, the real priest, and the King of Kings. Part number 6. The focus of the week on cities of refuge. These were places, environments, if you please, strategically spread among the 12 tribes. To them, the man or the woman endangered because of accident or sin might fly for an opportunity to be heard. The elders must protect him in the cities of refuge. The witnesses must be called. The judge must sit. The witnesses must present their case. And there, until the death of the high priest, the accused could remain free to live his life out. As we think of this dim illustration of what Jesus has done, he has provided on earth cities of refuge. The church is his city of refuge, which he holds in a revolted world. And in the church, we can find refuge until we realize the value of the death of the high priest. In the church, the avenger of blood cannot reach us. In the church, the accuser will not touch us. If we maintain ourselves trustingly and faithfully in this body of Christ. The cities of refuge were a symbol of the refuge provided in Christ. So we look beyond the church to Jesus himself. In him, through the death of our high priest, through the Lamb of God, the accuser cannot touch us. There we can wait out our lives until the new heavens and the new earth when the accuser is cast down.